Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallava Girivara Dari Gopi Jana Gopi Jana Vallava Girivara Dari Gopi Jana Vallava Girivara Dari Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivaja Kacharya Sotara Sata Sisimat His Divine Grace Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prayansi Kohosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinacha Makunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Ganga Maiki, Jamuna Maiki, Tulasi Devi Maharani ki, Book Distribution ki, Gaura Premanandi, all glories to Assembled Devotees, all glories to Assembled Devotees, all glories to Assembled Devotees, all glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Haribol. Okay, so we are going to be reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 24, text 39. Okay, so we'll do the Sanskrit first. Mam atmanam swayam yotihi. Sarva Bhuta Guhasayam Atmani Vatmana Vikshyam Vishoko Vayam Chasi Mam Atmanam Swayam Yoti Sarva Bhuta Guhasayam Atmani Vatmana Vikshyam Vishoko Vayam Richasi. Please chant. Mam Atmanam Swayam Yoti Sarva Bhuta Guhasayam Atmaniye Vatmana Viksha Vishoko Vayam Rikchasi Mam Atmanam Swayam Jyoti Sarva Bhutam Guhasayam Atmaniye Vatmana Viksha Vishoko Vayam Rikchasi. Anybody else? Ladies? Mam Atmanam Swayam Jyoti Sarva Bhuta Guhasayam Atmanyeva Atmana Viksham Vishoko Vayam Rikchasi. Mam Atmanam Swayam Jyoti Sarva Bhuta Guhasayam Atmaniye Vatmana Viksha Vishoko Vayam Richasi Mam Atmanam Swayam Jyoti Sarva Bhuta Guhasayam Atmani Vatmana Viksham Vishoka Vayam Richasi. Anybody else? Okay. Word by word translation, please repeat. Mam, me. Atmanam, the Supreme Soul or Paramatma. Swayam Yoti, self-effulgent, Sarva Bhuta, of all beings, Guha, in the hearts, Asayam, dwelling, Admani, in your heart, Eva, indeed, Atmana, through your intellect, Viksha, always seen, always thinking. Vishoka, free from lamentation. Avayam, fearlessness. Richasi, you will achieve. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In your own heart, through your intellect, you will always see me, the Supreme Self-Effulgent Soul, dwelling within the hearts of all living entities. Thus, you will achieve the state of eternal life, free from all lamentation and fear. Now, please repeat after me. In your own heart, through your intellect, you will always see me, the Supreme Self-Effulgent Soul, dwelling within the hearts of all living entities. Thus, you will achieve the state of eternal life, free from all lamentation and fear. People are very anxious to understand the absolute truth in various ways, especially in experiencing the Brahma Jyoti or Brahman effulgence, by meditation and by mental speculation. But Kapila Dev uses the word mam to emphasize that the personality of Godhead is the ultimate feature of the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead always says, mam, unto me. But the rascals misinterpret the clear meaning. Mam is the supreme personality of Godhead. If one can see the supreme personality of Godhead as he appears in different incarnations and understands that he has not assumed a material body, but is present in his own eternal spiritual form, then one can understand the nature of the personality of Godhead. Since the less intelligent cannot understand this point, it is stressed everywhere again and again. Simply by seeing the form of the Lord as he presents himself by his own internal potency as Krishna or Rama or Kapila, one can directly see the Brahma Jyoti, because the Brahma Jyoti is no more than the effulgence of his bodily luster. Since the sunshine is the luster of the sun planet, by seeing the sun, one automatically sees the sunshine. Similarly, by seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one simultaneously sees and experiences the Paramatma feature as well as the impersonal Brahman feature of the Supreme. The Bhagavatam has already enunciated that the absolute truth is present in three features: in the beginning as the impersonal Brahman, in the next stage as the Paramatma in everyone's heart, and at last as the ultimate realization of the absolute truth, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who sees the Supreme Person can automatically realize the other features, namely the Paramatma and Brahman features of the Lord. The words used here are Vishuka Bhayam Richasi. Simply by seeing the personality of Godhead, one realizes everything, and the result is that one becomes situated on the platform where there is no lamentation and no fear. This can be attained simply by devotional service to the personality of Godhead. Om agyanate mirandasya agyanangyana shalaka chakshurum militam gyanetasmai sigurave namaha. I offer my humble and respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has forced to open my eyes with torch-like knowledge. I offer my humble and respectful obeisances unto Him. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunjavadi Paschatyade Satarine, Hare Krishna. So the translation again: in your own heart, through your intellect, you will always see me, the Supreme Effulgent Soul, dwelling within the hearts of all living entities. Thus you will achieve the state of eternal life, free from all lamentation and fear. It's a very, very beautiful verse. Actually, it's like an echo from yesterday's class by Srila Prabhupada, where he was talking about exactly about these same concepts. I was listening attentively to that, and it does make a lot of sense what Srila Prabhupada was saying yesterday. But Let's go slowly because this purport is very intense in one sense. So I brought here, I don't even know what to say, and I studied for a while, said, well, how am I going to approach this? So I brought some help. That's Brihan Devi, who plays the harp and sings. And for years and years, we have played a very, very beautiful song, which is in the in the original book of the Vaishnava songs that brought to us by Achyutananda Prabhu. And we are going to be singing four of these verses from this book. And you probably know them because they are sung usually before Bhagavatam classes. So I thought, well, that's perfect. We are giving Bhagavatam class, so we should sing the verses that are sung before Bhagavatam class. That will put us into this position to understand, because to understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Bhagavan. Now, we really, really, really need to understand, and I will get into this later, but unless you're introduced to Bhagavan, to the person Bhagavan, by the agency, the mercy of a spiritual master, you really cannot get there. It's like, how are you going to understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the creator of all the universes, and the original, the real conception, to be able to see the actual Sankhya philosophy that Kapila Dev is explaining here, how are we going to see it without the mercy of a guru? You just can't. It's not possible. Because you would need to actually meet that person. How are you going to meet that person if you don't have someone that introduces you to that person? I mean, it's just not... I just don't see how that can be done. It's not what Prabhupada taught anyway, so I'll just follow Prabhupada because that's all I know. That you have to, first of all, be in the connection with a guru or a person that has realized or has actually seen the personality of Godhead, and then we can proceed to understand these points. Because, yes, it is true what Prabhupada is saying here earlier, that once you come in contact or understand or know or meet Bhagavan, then all the other features, such as the impersonal Brahman and the Paramatma features of the Supreme Lord, then they are become much, much easier to be understood. If you don't have this connection with the personality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what Prabhupada was saying yesterday is that these conceptions of the Brahma Jyoti, the impersonal Brahman feature, and the Paramatma, specifically the impersonal Brahman, which leads you to the understanding of the Brahma Jyoti and the impersonal feature of God, really are not going to free you from the material world. Therefore, you are always going to fall, Prabhupada's words, into the sense gratification. The sense gratification, because you cannot surrender to, in love, to the personality of Godhead. So, as they say, God is love. Yes, it's love. But love is always expressed between two persons, a person and another person. So you got to have that relationship. When you develop that relationship, a loving relationship, which is a divine love relationship, when you develop that relationship, then all other relationships are secondary or subservient to that original relationship, which is divine between the soul and the super soul, Paramatma. So again, it's a very difficult subject matter, so let's start with this song, which is from our books here.
Krishna Karna Sindhu. Dena Vando Jagat Pate Gopesh Gopika Kanta
Vrindavana.
Darshana Gaurangi Radha Vrindavaneshwari Vesavanustute Devi Namami Hari Priye Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya. Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya, Gurudev, Gurudev.
Krishna recites in Vrindavan, and these are the songs basically that describe, we feel that describe very accurately the pastimes. Oh, my dear Krishna, ocean of mercy, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the cowherd men and the lover of the gopis, especially Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. And the other two verses that were sung today. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Bansivata and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. I offer my respects to Radharani, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold and who is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are very dear to Lord Krishna. So, now, if you are so lucky as we were being introduced to these pastimes of the Lord in the form of Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, and then you can really get into these transcendental mellows of the Rasa dance. That's a very advanced topic. But then all the other topics, they are part of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is what we have been studying so far. So, if we start from this point, then let's look back and see what has been happening and other lectures from other devotees. They were very, very good lectures in the last few weeks here, including the lecture where it was explained how in the Sankhya philosophy, well, it is explained, or it is said, that the customary scientific knowledge is that the origin of the universe starts with the pradana, with the primordial soup, as it was said, the primordial soup that generated the material elements and somehow or other created the material cosmic manifestation. But that is not exactly, that's what the scientific point of view, that there was the matter was always there. Well, it doesn't exactly, it's not exactly like that, because what the Vedas are saying is that what we call matter, I mean, if we come back to the latest development in a scientific thought, which is, the latest physical realizations and theory, is that if you come to the lowest or the bottom level of all the material elements is vibrational energy. In other words, vibrational energy or frequency is what creates the material elements. That's the bottom, it's vibrational energy. That's Nikola Tesla's position, that everything is in vibration. There is vibrational energy, frequency. Okay, so if you have frequency, what is frequency? It's sound. It's sound. And then there was a class by Nanda Mataji who said, he was talking about the time factor, how the time factor changes everything. That was the previous verse, the class on last Thursday. And she was saying how the time factor changes everything. Well, if you have sound and you have time, what do you get? You get music. That's what music is. It's sound vibration, perfect sound vibration, and time. And the time factor changes that sound vibration. That's what the Vedas say, the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That the time factor changes sound vibration and creates touch. It creates the feeling vayu, creates air. You can feel touch. And then the sound vibration changes that again, and that touch vayu comes to our nostrils, creates the sense, the perception of a smell, and so on. So there are all these sense perceptions. They originally come from sound vibration. That's what we understand from the Vedas. But what sound? What sound vibration are we talking about? Where does that come from? It comes from the navel of Krishna when he's playing on his flute. As far as we understand, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So Krishna is breathing from his breath, from his navel, actually, from he actually, what is that breath? That breath, that prana, the prana, the life air of God, the prana. What does is constituted by what? What is the constitution of it? It is his will, his emotions, his feelings. They are expressed through that breath, which when he manipulates it on his flute, is creating all the different feelings, emotions, and they are expressed through the universe. And in fact, we have in Indian music, classical Indian music, so many different ragas that express the different feelings and emotions that can be created with music. So at the bottom of everything, we find that music of Lord Krishna, which comes from his will, the will of God. God wills this to be created. And with the sound vibration of his flute reaches Lord Brahma's ear, that's what we understand from Brahma Samhita and Bhagavatam, then the Vedas are created. It's not that Lord Brahma created the Vedas. It's not that he manifested the Vedas from his own will. The will was already there through the music that he heard coming through his ear. And where does the music come from? It comes from Lord Krishna playing on his flute. Now, you can say, well, you know, this is the belief of, you know, the Hindus or the people that live in India in Vrindavan. But okay, well, what do you, are you going to believe? That that the whole creation, well, it makes total sense what I'm discussing and saying here, but if you think that there was always matter, and the matter had the primordial soup, and this primordial soup, for whatever reason, blasted into some kind of big, loud noise that generated this perfect universe where we can actually time our clocks, we can set our clocks by the sunrise and the sunset of the sun. Is perfect. The whole creation is so incredibly perfect that is, it has been created up to the millisecond. It's incredible. The way the rains come, like right now we have so much rain, and the rains are going to get into the earth, and the earth is going to fructify and generate vegetables and so on. So it's going to create life, and that life is going to have relationships and other. And this is all by the will of Krishna, which is manifested out of his own navel, out of his own will. And this is what gives rise to the creation. Now, there are other aspects of the creation and other aspects of the personality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the, as it says here in the purport, the Brahman effulgence, which comes from the impersonal Brahman or Brahma Jyoti. So this is an effulgence that comes from Krishna. It's like an effulgence, like a emanation or radiance. In other cultures, we will also see that certainly saintly persons or they are depicted with this halo around themselves. So the Brahma Jyoti or the self effulgence even comes from the internal position of the Paramatma or Super Soul, of the realization of the Paramatma, and even great self-realized souls, and when you are in that state of devotional service or bhakti, you can also get to that level of transcendence where you can have some kind of effulgence that comes from you. Like we know from the book of Shyamasundara Prabhu, chasing rhinos with the Swami, where he was saying that when he saw Prabhupada coming out of the tarmac from the airport, that he saw his effulgence. He saw like he was shining. And so why it is because he was seeing the actual effulgence that was in Prabhupada emanating from his Paramatma himself. Now, Prabhupada didn't say, in fact, we had this discussion once with Amarendra Prabhu, and he kind of made me see that he had a very good point, that Prabhupada didn't want to be called or considered that he was God. He said that he was not God. In fact, there were four sannyasins that he expelled from the movement and said, no, I am not God. I'm just a devotee of God. And he would even say that even to be a devotee or a servant of God is a very, very high position. So he was always in a very humble state of mind. And he really didn't want his devotees to think that he was God. But obviously, then I presented this to Amarendra Prabhu. I said, yeah, but, you know, Sridhar Swami said that he was a Shakya Vyasa avatar, and we know that Prabhupada really was a very transcendental personality. And then Amarendra said, yes, but Prabhupada said that he was not God. But on the other hand, he was a devotee of God, and very, very advanced, very elevated personality. So I said, well, Amarendra Prabhu is a lawyer. Better don't argue with lawyers. You know, you just can't do that. So I said, well, it is true that Prabhupada said that. But on the other hand, he definitely had the mercy of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. And because he had that mercy, that he was able to do so many things that are not possible by an ordinary human person. And so he was extraordinary. But he had that effulgence that was with him. And this is also Prabhupada wanted us to understand that if we follow the teachings of his Vani, his instructions, that we can also reach that state of transcendence. And that's what he wanted us to do. He wanted us to chant our rounds, to follow the four regulative principles, to come to the temple, to associate with devotees, and so that we ourselves would be able to develop this bhakti through bhakti yoga, devotional service, so that we would also become transcendent to the material world. Because, and I'll conclude here, because as he said at the end of the purport, that simply by seeing the personality of Godhead, one realizes everything, and the result is that one becomes situated on the platform where there is no lamentation and no fear. This can be attained simply by devotional service to the personality of Godhead. So, because all human, not human, all living entities, they are living in that state of lamentation and fear, especially the humans. They are always so attached to this material creation and to their position. And so that attachment and identification with matter leads to this lamentation and fear. So that was Prabhupada's point. He wanted us to free ourselves from this lamentation and fear. Anyway, we will conclude here, and let's see if there is any questions or comments here from the devotees. And any questions? Okay, well, everything is pretty clear. I hope it was clear. Let me read once more the translation of this verse, which was very... very deep verse. In your own heart, through your intellect, you will always see me, the supreme self-effulgent and dwelling within the hearts of all living entities. Thus you will achieve the state of eternal life, free from all lamentation and fear. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.